What's going on, everybody, and welcome to the Other Side of the Firewall podcast, where we talk about the latest and greatest of cybersecurity news, as well as we highlight those movers and shakers and glass ceiling breakers, those people of color who made it to the other side of the proverbial firewall. My name is Ryan Williams, and as always, I'm joined by Shannon Tynes.
What's up? What's up?
What's going on? So welcome to the last week until the new year. So I think we'll wrap it up with 296. So we just shy where the next weekly rundown after the new year starts to be 300. So pretty good pace. It's a lot of episodes. So definitely excited for that. But yeah, tune in this week. And then during the break, you know, go back to the other 290 plus episodes. Listen to those. All right. Like, there's plenty of stuff in there for you to listen to. But without further ado, I give it to Shannon.
All right, everybody. So this article actually comes to us from thehackernews.com from our buddy Ravi Lakshmanan. Ex-Twitter employee gets 3.5 years jail for spying on behalf of Saudi Arabia. So there was a former Twitter employee, right, who was found guilty of spying for Saudi Arabia and was sharing data pertaining to specific individuals that have been sentenced to 3.5 years in prison is what he got, right? So Ahmad Abamu was convicted earlier this August on various criminal accounts, including money laundering, fraud, falsifying records, and being a legal agent of a foreign government. So this guy was actually arrested November of 2019, right? But was only employed at Twitter from 2013 to 2015, right? So I'm curious why it took 4 years to finally get this guy for a crime he committed, to where he was selling people out to the kingdom. You know what I mean? But yeah, there was a quote that came out that said Mr. Abamu violated the trust placed on him to protect the privacy of individuals by giving their personal information to a foreign power for profit. And that was from the Assistant Attorney General of the Justice Department's National Security Division. So this wasn't one of those things where it was like, oh, Twitter was the one that took action on this. Like, no, this is the Justice Department of the United States of America that saw this as a big enough threat to take action on this, right? So now, remember with Twitter, now remember they had that whistleblower, Mudge, I think was his name, Zatko, and who was the former head of security, right? And he blew the whistle on some of the stuff that was going on at the company. And this was one of the things that he was talking about, also alleging that Chinese and Indian governments had forced the firm to hire one of their agents, right? And they had access to sensitive user data. So this is kind of what you get into when it comes to social media, right? When you start putting stuff out there, you have to trust that the people out there working at these companies are doing the right thing. And that's obviously not the case, right? So this is why I say social media is the devil, right? Just like Bobby Boucher's mom says, it is the devil. You know what I mean? Because this is what they out there doing. They out there, this is what's sensitive to them, right? Like, whether it be for political power, it could be for you to be blackmailed if you say some stuff out there, because a lot of these people out there, they're not putting their real names, you know, to their Twitter handles and stuff like that, right? You know, it's like PC Junkie 543 or whatever it may be, right? A lot of these people are what I call cyber thugging. You know, they're not gonna put their name to something and be out there saying stuff that they wouldn't say to your face, you know what I mean? So just be careful out there, folks. Like, this is what can happen, you know what I mean? Somebody could be out there looking for you, depending on what you say out there. You think, oh, you know, I have freedom of speech, this, that, and the third. But like, no, freedom of speech protects you from the government, right? Like, these private companies, they don't necessarily fall in their wheelhouse, right? So just be careful out there. Ryan, what's your thoughts on this, man?
Yeah, it's definitely a lot to peel back in this article, because it did take a long time, and the avenues that he was found out through were not what I would think they would be, right? So I guess part of that is the whistleblowing part. Like we said, there'd be more information coming out. There, like, this would definitely be something worth talking about when it came to security. And now you see that multiple countries had potentially agents within Twitter collecting data, whether it be on their own people or on Americans. There's still more to be found out about that, right? So that is definitely concerning. And I think it was the last week or the week before where I kind of bashed TikTok, like, oh yeah, you can't trust them, they're an American company. This is an American publicly traded company that had this issue with at least one agent, if not multiple, right? So it's definitely something to be concerned about. Like, now it's private, so that's a whole different situation. Like, I don't even know what's going on with Twitter. I just go there and I post the podcast and I get out of there. Twitter's on fire. But with it being now privately held by one person, like, it could be better, could be worse. Like, who's to say, like, what the next 5 to 10 years looks like, if it even exists at that point? Like, we don't even know. But it's, I say all that to say, like, you can't trust TikTok because it's foreign. Like, you can't even trust American companies because you don't know who may be embedded within that company taking your data. So definitely pretty scary stuff. I'm sure more of it will come out, especially with the, what is this? This is the Justice Department's National Security Division, right? So this is probably one of many. 3.5 is kind of light. Like, I don't want to go to prison for a day. 3.5 for espionage doesn't sound that bad, actually.
And he had to pay back some money too. It was like $242,000, I think.
Yeah, yep, almost $250,000. But how much did he take in? You know, like,
yeah,
to be able to pay that back.
I think they only traced like $200,000 or something like that. Was what they traced was paid to him. Gotcha. I think that's what it was. Yeah, it was crazy. I was like, yo, was it worth it?
Yeah, and that's a lot of money for what we don't even know what he was selling. Like, for someone to pay that, because I mean, they'll take all your PII for $12. So who's paying them $200,000? What are they giving them?
So what initially made me think about, though, was Jamal Khashoggi, right? But Khashoggi was a journalist and was outspoken, right? But how many Jamal Khashoggis that are not in his position as a journalist that are doing this in private, you know, was the kingdom looking for? They knew those people were out there, right? You know what I mean? So they're like, hey, give us those names, right? Maybe we can get some of those people to come over to an embassy or consulate, whichever one it was. I can't remember, right? Because even then, like, it's not like he went to Saudi. He was killed in Turkey, right? It was the embassy in Turkey or consulate in Turkey, I think, is where Khashoggi was killed. Yeah. I think. Yeah. Granted, it's still Saudi soil, right? When you're inside one of those areas, right? It's considered soil, but it was in a different country. So, yeah, you got to be careful out there, folks. Like, you never know, right? And, like, who's to say it's not? I mean, I don't want to say this and then get, you know, all my phones tapped and whatnot. Right. So, say America's not doing this. You know what I mean? It's like, it's just one of those things, right? I'm not a conspiracy theorist, folks. I'm just saying, like, there have been some leaks out there that have shown that some things aren't what they seem. So,
right. But yeah, it adds another layer of privacy and being careful what you share, because we all overshare. So just be careful what you're sharing, where you're sharing it. Like, again, I would delete TikTok if you have it on your phone, whatever. But you might want to consider what you're sharing on Twitter and Facebook and all the other quote unquote good old American companies, because you just don't know who may be working there. It doesn't have your best interest. So with that being said, I'll bring this episode to a close. Definitely continue to tune in throughout the week. So Monday and Tuesday are our topics. Wednesday is a discussion. I think it's a pretty good one about fraudsters frauding other fraudsters. I think it's pretty funny, actually. And then Friday is everything else. So movie, TV shows, books, things of that nature. So we talk about everything else aside from cybersecurity. So definitely hit us up on all the social medias that go by our name. You can hit me up personally. I'm at RyRy Security Guy. That's RYRY Security Guy. I am on Twitter, Clubhouse, and LinkedIn. And then just be careful with your data out there. So stay safe, stay secure. Thank you.